ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello, we've been interviewing students from all around the world who have passed their exams to get their top tips on how to be best prepared. Here are their insights into the study practices that worked best for them.
I think first I start with philosophy. So when I'm studying for an exam, I'm not actually studying to pass the exam. I want to be good at what I do. And I think that then drives me to push myself. I start early in the day. I tend to get up at 5:30 in the morning, try and get a couple of hours in before everyone else is up. And then the other tip is also to start early, but in the calendar. So when I sit an exam, I don't do any more study that week, but I'll start again on the Monday of the week after. So I've got a full 3 months before the next exam.
I do focus on using the trainer's notes provided by the trainers of PwC's Academy. However, question practice, technical articles and all, I rely on ACCA's provided resources. And those are very crucial for studying for an exam, because I feel like if you do question practice from ACCA's website, you will obviously realize how the questions are framed and what you're supposed to focus on ideally. The technical articles, again, are very helpful to give you a deeper view and a wider insight as to what each and every topic is, because books do not tend to cover most of the thing. Right before the exam, I don't think I put much pressure into studying, because I feel like if I do study right before the exam, I am going to forget something.
Prior to the exam, I just do all the revision that is there on the Test Reach platform. All the papers I can find, I just go through them one by one. And the fact that you have the same format as the examination, it helps to build that confidence using the software as well. The whole browser is different compared to an Excel sheet. So it really helps like build up the formulae and how you're going to process the answers. The most difficult thing so far has been switching off from work mode to study mode. Once you get home from work, you can't really switch off right away. You need that break, that hour or two to like get back into a relaxed state of mind to actually be able to study.
For me, when it comes to the ACCA material, I think the exam kit is extremely important. The CBE platform and using the examinations available on the CBE platform and the technical articles. These are something I solemnly rely on for my preparation. I make sure that if nothing, I do at least 90% of the questions in that exam kit. I feel like it is so important, especially if you want to cross that 50 mark threshold, because those questions are going to help you understand what ACCA is going to test you upon. The morning of, I don't even take a look at my notes. And this is a lesson that I've learned over the time. Once you take a look at note, and if you come across some point that maybe you forgot about revising. Now the problem is, when you see something like this, it's like you completely forget the 99 things you know, and you only focus on that one thing you don't know. And that's a stress you take with when you go to the exam center as well.
You can hear more insights from these students in their full interviews, available wherever you found this podcast. Next time, we'll hear what they do the night before an exam. We'd love to share your stories too, so please get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.